This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
God up!
Tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek.
We're live into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Roger Stone is coming up with the rest of the fourth hour, but for the moment, let's go on a news blitz. RT reports U.S. to launch Minuteman ICBM to show nuclear capabilities amid North Korea tensions. That continues to build. Now an unarmed intercontinental ballistic missile will be launched from a U.S. Air Force base in California today to ensure its effectiveness, readiness, and accuracy. So the war drums continue to beat on that. RT also reports U.S.-South Korea stage powerful military drills amid rising tensions. So they're responding to the North Korean drills that we saw yesterday. Again, China has said, we're not going to tolerate regime change in North Korea. They said that. Nobody seemed to pick it up at the time. That was absolutely huge. What's going to happen? Is there going to be some kind of attack on North Korea's nuclear reactors? Is there going to be some kind of SEAL Team 6 invasion force that tries to take out the leadership? And what will North Korea's reaction be? As I said, South Koreans seem pretty blasé about it. They're used to it at this point, but could they have normalcy bias? We have Trump meeting today with 100 senators. Reuters calls it unusual in a meeting in which he could start to canvass support for senatorial, for congressional authorization for war on North Korea. Could that happen? And if so, how soon? Another report here, Twitter goes wild over reported death penalty for atheism in Saudi Arabia. So a bunch of people on Twitter are celebrating the fact that a man is going to be executed for not believing in something in Saudi Arabia. They're applauding. Absolutely insane story. 11-year-old amputee dies after numerous beatings at Islamic school in Malaysia. More from the Religion of Peace. A Malaysian boy who had both legs amputated after allegedly being repeatedly beaten by an assistant warden at a private religious school has died. Ahmed said the abuse was highlighted when her son begged her to remove him from the school as he could not take the punishment any longer. We've had the reports before out of other countries, Saudi Arabia, the women being whipped when they try to leave the classroom to go to their male guardian to drive them home. They can't even appear in public. That's the belief system that we're importing into the West right now, and it only seems to be getting worse in terms of radicalization. It's not moderating. There's no reformation of Islam. It only seems to be sliding towards the worse extreme. We mentioned this story earlier out of SHTF plan. Why we have a Second Amendment? Venezuela plans to give firearms to loyalists so they can purge growing resistance. So you have those huge street protests in Venezuela over the past couple of weeks. Now, after enduring shortages of food and medicine for years, as well as a total collapse of the currency, the people of Venezuela have had enough. They had the protests. Now, the dictator, Maduro, is arming his loyalists, 400,000 of them, with firearms. A gun for every militiaman he tried. The problem with that is that Venezuela disarmed everybody else back in 2012. So all those people who are out on the streets protesting against this communist dictatorship, basically, at this point, are now under severe threat. And it's never worked. Socialism on any kind of grand scale has never worked. Now they're under threat. We've seen the mass starvation. We've seen people eating zoo animals. Now there could be about to be a genocide, a bloodbath. Isn't socialism grand? RT reports 1 in 3 Europeans ready to dump cash ahead of digital future. Over a third of Europeans would be happy to abandon cash and rely on electronic payments if they could. According to a study by ING Bank, quote, a cashless society is not only possible, but could be accepted by at least part of the population in many European nations. They're ready to give up cash for convenience. Of course, that means that every single product and purchase can be tracked. It also means that if you're a bad boy, if you commit a series of thought crimes, they could withdraw permission for you to use that credit card. But Europe seems ready to embrace it. Roger Stone is coming up in the next segment. Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Roger will be in studio. Don't go away.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Hi, I'm Roger Stone. Welcome to InfoWars. I am, of course, sitting in for Alex Jones as he is indisposed. Big breaking news out of Washington. An internal struggle inside the Trump White House between those who favored a complete analysis, a complete emphasis on the Obamacare repeal, and those who thought that Donald Trump's dynamic pro-growth plan for a tax reform should lead the way. I can report exclusively here at InfoWars that the president had what I thought was a compelling and perhaps even determinative telephone call with the supply-side economist and growth advocate Larry Kudlow last week. Kudlow, who continues to supply analysis for CNBC, urged the president to unveil his pro-growth tax reform agenda as soon as possible. And the White House has done that only about an hour and a half ago. Now, here's a shock for Inside the Beltway Washington, Donald Trump has proposed exactly what he said he would propose in the campaign. That is a sweeping John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan type tax cut for all Americans, because a rising tide lifts all boats. But also the entirely crucial, I would say vital, reduction on corporate income taxes. The reason China and Mexico and Japan are taking us to the cleaners on economic issues and on growth is because all of them have a corporate tax rate that is substantially lower than the United States. One can see why an American corporation would choose to do business in those venues, because it is immediately more profitable. Donald Trump, who has threatened to use tariffs throughout his late political career, I have always argued that the tariffs that he mentions are a stick, and that the corporate tax reduction would be a far more efficient way to bring those American companies back home. If the corporate tax rate in the United States was below that of China, Mexico, Japan, and others, it would really be an inducement for American companies to move back to the United States, to expand here, to hire here, to build new facilities here. And therefore, I have always believed that a pro-growth, dynamic economy is the absolute cornerstone of the Donald Trump reform agenda. Significant economic growth would buy the president both political time to address the country's other problems, but also could conceivably give him a bump in revenues. Now, there are some analysts who say that the president's plan, when looked at it in a static analysis, will cause billions of dollars in revenue shortfall. But our history under President Ronald Reagan indicates otherwise. In fact, every year Reagan was president, federal revenues went up as a result of his pro-growth, supply-side-oriented tax cuts. The problem we had in the Reagan years, indeed the problem we still have today, is a spending problem. And spending in Reagan's years, all 8 years, outpaced the growth in revenue generated by his tax cuts. We also have a strange sequence of events this week in Washington, where I'm sure many have seen that the CIA director, Mr. Pompeo, has begun what appears to be a campaign of vilification, and perhaps even a campaign to prosecute WikiLeaks founder and journalist Julian Assange. Let me go through this, because it is something we've discussed a lot here. Assange is not a Russian asset. Our intelligence assets, our intelligence agencies continue to insist that he is, but when pressed for proof, they say, well, that is our assessment. Listen for that code word, folks. When the intelligence agencies, when the CIA or the FBI tell them it is their assessment, that means they're guessing or that they're projecting. Assange is a journalist, and he has done this country a service by exposing massive corruption. We don't know that he has broken the law, because we do not know the source of the documents that he has made public. The entire effort to vilify Assange as a foreign agent is an obvious attempt to distract Americans from the substance of what WikiLeaks has made public. And in fact, WikiLeaks proves in the documents that they did publish that Hillary Clinton herself was deeply involved in campaign dirty tricks, something that they ran Richard Nixon out of office for, even though there was never any proof that he was had knowledge in advance of the Watergate break-in. So the documents as put forward by WikiLeaks, which, by the way, I had no advance notice of, other than the fact that they had a treasure trove of documents on Clinton that would be released in October, they proved corruption, in some cases treason. They proved the collusion between the mainstream media and the Clinton campaign to write the news narrative in a way that benefited Hillary. They exposed massive hypocrisy by the Clintons, the internals of their efforts to silence the various women assaulted by Bill and then later threatened, bullied, and intimidated by Hillary Clinton. Now would be a superb time to also mention the fact that InfoWars, along with other alternative media sites like Breitbart, Daily News, StoneColdTruth.com, StoneZone.com, are under horrendous attack from the tech left. That's right, folks. Facebook, Google, Amazon, and others are conspiring to limit our reach to you. And that's why InfoWars needs your support. Now, you can have a win-win situation by going to the InfoWars.com store and ordering a number of the outstanding products there. I recently visited Austin, where I did some live appearances here on InfoWars. And while there, I actually managed to obtain a tube of the non-fluoride toothpaste, in this case, the peppermint flavor, which I found to be superior. I gave the bubblegum flavor to my grandchildren. This is the best toothpaste I have ever used. First of all, it is interesting that the tube is designed so that you use a minimum amount of it, stretching the life of your supply. There's no waste. But secondarily, better even than the dental strips you can buy in the drugstore or the whitening process at some dentists, this product really works. So let me urge you, go to the InfoWars.com store and pick up your non-fluoride toothpaste now available in two different flavors. I strongly, strongly recommend it. Big division in my family. Some like the Super Blue, while others are hanging tough for the peppermint flavor. Now, we are not only on the edge of our seats. This morning, my attorneys received a call from the House Intelligence Committee telling us that they would be sending us a letter shortly. We've been watching the facts, folks, but so far, no letter. I have expressed some skepticism that the House or Senate Intelligence Committee would have the cojones to call me, because I will put the lie to this entire myth of Russian collusion with Donald Trump's campaign. That's right. I'm going to take the exact words of the Democrats on both committees and one Republican, John McCain, and demonstrate how they have been systematically false and how they have included supposition, conjecture, and coincidence and tried to call it evidence. Evidence of crime. Evidence of a violation of our national security. Because, of course, collusion with the Russians would constitute treason. Now, I recognize that some Democrats call me a dirty trickster. Most of them are Democrats that I have beaten. So I wear it as a badge. But as I have said before, there is one trick that is not in my bag. Treason. It's an insult, and it must be addressed. Thanks for tuning in with us today at InfoWars. Please, again, go to the InfoWars.com store and pick up some of these excellent products. You'll be glad you did, and you will help build our war chest, which is severely depleted, to fight the tech left as they attempt to strangle our free speech rights. I'll be right back. I'm sorry, we had a little programming issue there. Again, thanks for joining us on InfoWars, and I will be back sitting in for Alex Jones. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797 to get your free trial set.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. Don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone here at InfoWars. Recently called Trump's albino assassin by the comedian Bill Maher. It's now a title I wear as a badge of honor. The doings in Berkeley are deeply disturbing to anyone who believes in the First Amendment or free speech. You may recall that immediately after the election, Alex Jones warned that while the left was stunned, they would soon wake up and they would begin a national spasm. After the first few riots, Alex Jones correctly predicted that things were about to get much worse. Today, I join Alex Jones in warning you, the worst is yet to come. Universities have become the new site for the war on free speech. How ironic that Berkeley, where the free speech movement was founded by the leftist radical Mario Savio, is now the site for this clash. The leftist spasm is making its way through the liberal run of cities as well as universities. The universities have become the centers for indoctrination, where communists, anarchists, virulent socialists, and their ilk gather freely to plot to plan the demise of this great nation. They're no longer plotting, folks. They're now well-funded with insane Democrat money and evil, wealthy oligarchs like George Soros sponsoring, through their dollars, these actions in the streets. And since their money comes from the deep state and their corporate supporters, and they're following orders from the liberal elite to crush all dissent, well, then Antifa, they are the fascists. My good friend Ann Coulter was courageously planning to go to Berkeley and confront the demonstrators. I sent her an email 2 days ago, fearing for her personal safety. And now, despite the fact that I dislike retreat in the face of these bullies, these cowards, my personal regard for Ann leads me to believe that she has made the right decision. She is too important a voice to be sacrificed to a bunch of punks, a bunch of hoodlums, who now incorporated the entire left tactic. You see, they can't compete with us in the battleground, or I should say the battlefield, of ideas. They can only silence us. You see it on the tech left attempt to manipulate the algorithms so that fewer of you will see InfoWars in your email box on the net. Yes, even the internet giants like Yahoo are in on this act. We at Stone Cold Truth have seen a substantial drop in the opens of our outgoing sign-up white list, a list of followers. It is not just the internet where we are being harassed, or I should say not just the net-based sites, but it is also the function of our email. Where will this go? My idea is simply this, that the folks at Breitbart, at InfoWars, at Town Hall, at the Daily Caller, that they, perhaps led by Alex Jones, convene a meeting of all of those on the alternative media right to determine whether it is a petition to the Trump Antitrust Department of the Justice Department or whether it is a class action lawsuit. We cannot let the left put the toothpaste back in the tube. We simply cannot let the mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and Fox, regain their mainstream media monopoly on the dissemination of political information. The freedom of this nation, the prospect for the midterm elections, the prospect for Donald Trump's reelection, lies in whether or not we continue to have a vibrant, robust alternative media. It is ironic that the liberals are now using the tactics of Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler and other dictators who know the key to controlling the people is to cut off their flow of information. Help us in this vital fight by going to the InfoWars.com store, get your Trump is my president t-shirt or any of the other great products, because you can not only benefit yourself, you can help gird us financially for the battle ahead. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back at InfoWars.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay.
Well, as you can see and hear, I'm not Alex Jones. I'm Roger Stone, but I'm very proud to be sitting in for him today. You know, in the last election, if you had read my book, The Making of the President 2016, you know that the Clintons never recognized the power of the issue of Bill Clinton's systematic abuse through sexual assault and rape of literally dozens of women. Last week, Hillary Clinton came out and said that misogyny was the reason she lost the election. Well, this is the only time Hillary Clinton and I have agreed on anything. She's absolutely right. Her husband's misogyny against women is one of the key factors that allowed Donald Trump to get 53% of the vote among white women, something that no political pundit or pollster for the mainstream media saw coming. Is this issue going to be swept under the table? We have a special report that reminds us that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Let's roll that.
You're facing the greatest threat, not just the existence of InfoWars, but the free speech in this country. You've seen the mainstream news articles admitting Google and others plan to shut down the new right, libertarians, nationalists, not just here, but all over Europe and other parts of the world, who are standing up to the unelected authoritarian system of globalism.
Can you do that?
You can't do that!
Bill Clinton is a racist. He raped Juanita Broderick. The media covered it up. Bill Clinton is a racist. I want everybody to know Bill Clinton is a racist.
Moments later, right after this press conference, Donald Trump got up, walked out, and went straight to the debate. And guess who went with him? That's right. Right there in the audience were Bill Clinton's rape accusers. And then the gloves came off.
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women.
Now, we can put on screen, Mike Cernovich has been around for years, but he's one of the top bloggers now in the world because he has such amazing sources inside the Trump administration and more. There it is from Fox News. Pro-Trump blogger Cernovich getting big scoops, mainstream media attention. And they have to admit, okay, these are big scoops.
She had a seizure and froze up walking into her motorcade.
She had pneumonia. I mean,
how do you know? Who told you that?
Well, the campaign told us that.
Why would you trust the campaign?
The point is, you didn't talk to anybody who'd ever examined Hillary Clinton.
I don't take anything Hillary Clinton is going to say at all as true. I'm not going to take her on her word. The media says we're not going to take Donald Trump on his word, and that's why we are in these different universes.
That's right. And they didn't show it. She then fully falls down on her face. She repeated the same lie they've done over and over again. You can search engine on YouTube. TV host says Hillary didn't fall down. And then they show her where she wobbles and they grab her arm, not her falling on her face and being dragged into the vehicle. Then they say we lied about that. Now, Cernovich came to Austin to visit with us. And we were doing a broadcast about censorship. He was sent by his Google insider of 5 years. And I've seen the intel. I've seen the text messages. I've seen the basic identity to document this. The internal Google order and memorandum that represents absolute total fraud and absolute criminal activity against myself and against the American people and free speech. It is true racketeering in the very essence and sense of it from our research. Ladies and gentlemen, they direct their contractors to go vote us down, and then they say, oh, but this is all free, fair, and open. Again, a total fraud on his face. They then misrepresent what we say and what we do and say that we're not credible playing clips of Ron Paul, Vladimir Putin, and Assad saying that the Syrian gas attack was probably a false flag. In our article, they list, they say we give no proof. We list Sky Television and other mainstream news outlets with the interviews. So understand, we're being delisted and blocked and put into an electronic gulag that Matt Drudge warned about.
They, at 60 Minutes, are so out of touch. They thought, boy, we got Cernovich now. We got the alternative media now because Hillary Clinton is clearly healthy because the campaign told us. In their world, that made us look bad. It's unbelievable. That really is how out of touch they are and how clueless they are. And that is why they want to censor us, because they are so ineffective and so out of touch that people can't believe or trust them now. Even in an editing room with all full-time production staff, one-on-one, they cannot take us on.
All right. That is the great Mike Cernovich. My hat's off to him. He is doing yeoman service to the country breaking blockbuster stories like this. If you go back and look, you will see that Hillary Clinton's campaign issued a formal press release when the questions about her health first surfaced, blaming conspiracy theorists Roger Stone and Alex Jones for spreading disinformation. Why did we know she was sick? We saw it with our own two eyes. She had no stamina. She was constantly falling down. She needed help getting up one row of stairs. And she had a physician, or probably a nurse's assistant, with her at all times. I also noticed there was always an ambulance standing by at her public events. So, my hat's off to Alex Jones and Cernovich for reminding the American people about the lies of the Clintons. I think it would be an excellent time to point out to you that there's 53% off on the caveman formula at the Infowars.com store. Now, this formula is a basic building block for nutrition to promote health, strength of bones, clear skin, and addresses all in the most fundamental ways the respiratory and circulatory systems. It boosts the immunity. This is going back to the absolutely best raw ingredients that scientists have known for years are fundamental to our health. Alex Jones and his crew spent a lot of time formulating Caveman and the special bone broth that is made this product so widely praised by those who have endorsed it. These are the actual users. You can look at the testimonials. So if you want to help the fight for freedom, if you want to crush those who want to crush the First Amendment, who would snuff out our right to free speech, go to the InfoWarsStore.com and get Caveman or any of the other fine products there. You can't buy these kinds of things in the local drugstore, folks. Sure, there are others who put forward claims, but Alex Jones and the people at InfoWars are absolutely stringent about finding the very best ingredients, testing it thoroughly before they offer it at the InfoWars store. The other thing I wanted to touch on today is the fact that I first became aware of Alex Jones and what was going on at InfoWars based on his courageous reporting on the globalist groups such as the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations. And now they bring us a special report on the Club of Rome. This is among the most dangerous globalist cabals out there today. Let's roll it.
The Club of Rome in the 1960s was a powerful consortium of international elites. Much of their private corporate meetings was declassified in the late 1990s in a congressional data dump because they'd been interfacing with the Energy Department and different Senate and House committees. I exposed this in my film Endgame. That's Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online if you'd like to go watch it. It's about 2.5 hours long.
The first link goes to an article that came out in November of this year, just a month ago, at the World Economic Forum that is basically the mouthpiece of the private Bilderberg group and secretive Club of Rome. The very same members attend this, and they want a $100 trillion global tax every decade that's paid out every year. They want the state running your family. They admit it all. And the exhibits in the article, in Snyder's article, are, again, the establishment themselves. In this article alone, from the perspective of a woman, she basically admits she has Stockholm syndrome, but says it's good. She's given up her free will. Everything she does is surveilled. AI computers read her mind in 2030. The robots shop for her food. She eats what she's told. She goes where she's told. She lives in a compact city, 200-square-foot coffin apartment, and it's so liberating, and it's so good for the earth. But there are bad people that live out in collapsing old houses and hide from the government outside the new centralized megacities that I warned you about in Endgame, and she just doesn't like them because they're bad. They didn't trust the government. They were racist and had to be dealt with. And she knows the AI computers read her mind and track everything she does. But the world's a better place, and she submits to it and gives into it and just hopes they never use it against her.
The Club of Rome, financed by the UN and others, said, we want to promote that humans are bad and have a system to tax energy worldwide to fund a corporate world government. We also want to be able to stifle certain countries, corporations, and individuals from developing and using what we call disruptive technologies, zero-point energy and things like that that they knew were theoretically possible even in the 1960s. And, of course, were discovered in the 80s, and the media discredited all that in the 90s. It's been now proven everywhere, but it's just you never hear about it.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind.
But folks thought that it was like a science fiction dystopia film, even though it was real quotes and real video of world leaders in the last 80 years calling for an authoritarian, science-based global dictatorship. Fast forward to late 2016, and much of what we put in the film and predicted as near future developments has already happened, and the rest of it is now being publicly announced. A lot of people ask me, Alex, how did you know all of this? Are you psychic? And I explain to them again, have you watched the film? It's video clips, it's film clips, it's newsreels. Going back to the 20s and 30s, where they were admitting all of this, pre-Hitler, eugenics and this new science-based control of human procreation, compact cities, you name it, was accepted by the public because they believed anything scientific must be good.
But there are hundreds of different types of advanced technologies that have been developed on energy, communications, you name it. They get shelved. That's incontrovertible. That's admitted.
Here's the headline. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. And see, for someone awake, you're like, this is insulting, or this is written from the perspective of someone saying this is bad. No, they're pushing this officially. Taxes by the mile, not being able to have a car, only getting meat once a year, the government telling you by high school what you're going to be when you grow up. Total centralization.
I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Plandopolis today. Are you ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Thank you very much to the folks at InfoWars for that terrific special report. The entire international community has all eyes on the nation of France. The French, as you may remember, were a key ally of the colonists in the American Revolution. And now, savvy folks know that the once great France is in deep, deep trouble. Paris, once the most vibrant and lively city, a center of the arts, has already fallen to the Islamic hordes of young men who rape and pillage and destroy public property in what can only be called a rampage. Just as Donald Trump was the last best choice to save this country, it is my personal view that Marine Le Pen, who is not her father, is the last best chance for the French people. The situation is very analogous to what we saw here in the United States. The pollsters and the pundits, the same who told us that Trump cannot win, who told us that the Brexit vote would fail, well, now they're telling us that Le Pen cannot win. It's very easy to see why the liberal press would go all in for Emmanuel Macron. He could very well be a Rothschild puppet, having the potential to have been groomed for this job from an early age. He has a wife who is a well-known liberal, almost 25 years his senior, who began to woo him when he was a child and she was 40. He is also certainly groomed during the stint as a Rothschild banker where he worked, and he went from updating financial spreadsheets in a junior capacity to being a full partner almost overnight. As a cap to this overwhelming success for someone so young, Macron was invited to attend the annual Bilderberger meeting in 2014. This is fairly conclusive when you're trying to figure out where his real loyalties lie. One more time, folks, you can aid the fight for liberty and the fact that the tech left, Google, Facebook, Amazon, they are seeking to throttle InfoWars.com. They are seeking to shut us down, to silence us, and to stifle the voice of freedom. The single best way you can help us, other than going to the InfoWars.com store, is by taking the links of these very segments, you go going to your Facebook, your Twitter feed, and let the world know what we're doing here at InfoWars. Indeed, InfoWars.com is the tip of the spear in the fight for a continued First Amendment and a vibrant, robust alternative media in America. Thanks for joining us. I'll be back.
Become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. Folks, let's be absolutely clear. Alex Jones is being targeted. We have the intelligence services leaking the disinformation that Alex Jones is a Russian asset and that the Russians have spent millions on computer bots pushing the links of InfoWars. It is a lie, a canard, a falsehood, a false flag to discredit perhaps one of the most influential journalists on the right. And the distorted coverage of the child custody trial now going on in an Austin, Texas courtroom. Just another example of the attempts to smear Alex Jones. That's why your support for InfoWars is so vitally crucial to keep his strong voice and the voices of all the other men and women who work in InfoWars out there to as a beacon for patriots who need to know the truth to utilize it in the war of those against those who would censor us. Now, I think it is pretty clear when Donald Trump was elected, prospects for world peace never looked better. The neocons and the progressives, the extreme Bush types on the neocon right, and the progressives are literally slavering for World War III. Donald Trump, so far, has outwitted them. For those who want to say, well, what are Trump's accomplishments in his first 100 days, I would argue that's pretty clear. For the first time, the communist Chinese are working with us to try to wrest the weapons of mass destruction being developed from the North Koreans from the international scene. This is a diplomatic breakthrough that the president is not getting credit for. Clearly, the Chinese have determined, based on their meeting in Palm Beach with President Donald Trump, that it's time for them to join the international community of nations. It's time to give up the currency manipulation and the wholesale theft of our copyright secrets done through internet piracy. Donald Trump has been unfairly criticized for not putting those issues ahead of the North Korean threat. In this case, I think the president has done exactly the same thing. To claim that Trump has abandoned his goals when it comes to both currency manipulation and copyright theft is false. He has prioritized world peace for those economic issues. My hat's off now to President Donald Trump, who is, despite the hectoring of the neocons and the progressives, leading this country to a more peaceful world. Thanks for joining us here at InfoWars. If you're still interested in how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest upset in American political history, I urge you again to go to the InfoWarsStore.com and get your copy of The Making of the President 2016. I put this book forward as the definitive insider's account of how Donald Trump beat the mainstream media, beat the Clinton machines, and how InfoWars.com was in the forefront of the effort to make America great again. Thanks for joining us today at InfoWars. And remember, tweet out, Facebook post the links to these segments so that other right-thinking patriots across the country can find out what's really going on inside the Beltway and in the cabals of the globalists. Thanks for joining us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Over the years, there have been